Good morning to you all. You're listening to KRCC, and I have the great pleasure to be in the studio this morning with Josiah Johnson. You might know him from Sunday night at Ivy Wild. I hear that was a sold-out show, and a very good one at that. Also, you might know his work from The Head and the Heart. And thank you for being here, Josiah.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Okay, I do have a few questions for you, though. First and foremost, the parking lot song. That was amazing. That was the video that Heather Brown posted. Amazing song. Is this something that's going to get recorded? And I mean, people are passing it around on YouTube.
So. Yeah, I think so. That one was definitely the parking lot version of that that we recorded is half done. And I actually finished it with a song that I wrote when I was in Colorado Springs
That 2011?
That's like November 2010. I loved the chorus of this song in the summertime from a Fuel Friends chapel session and didn't think much of the verses and realized that the themes of this and that kind of meshed well together. So so it's I'll play it in a few minutes.
I was leading to that. Oh, good. I was so glad to hear about that. Well, it made me think of this, too, because the way it sounds in the parking structure is amazing. And it made me think of the Head in the Heart video or performance where you're like in a railroad tunnel, right? Or there's
and the
sound or a cave. It was amazing. So my next question is you just love
sounds.
Playing around with that stuff. Is that how you record? What's your recording process like when you're in the studio? Are you messing around with different rooms and ambience?
I've not really rooms, because you can generally do a pretty good job of achieving something similar by putting effects on it, but you can't take the effect of the room off. Like, it's very rare that you're gonna get exactly what you want, and it's nice to be able to mess around with it after the fact. But I did, when I was recording the verses of Josh McBride on this most recent album, lay down on my back and sing that way. There are like fun things that you can do to like achieve a vocal tone that's cool, but generally like the room sounds, I feel like it's better to do it later because you have a little bit more control.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, well, talking about all this sound and all these songs, if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to hear something that you're playing on this tour of yours that we'll talk more about.
Cool.
Thank you.
I'll start with that one.
All right, Josiah Johnson, KRCC.
And I regret not leaving a light on, Spirit, to be free for you and for me. Isn't that what they said? Gotta learn to let go, let yourself grow wild before you get too old. So tonight you can see the moon is rising. We're still waiting in the dark, but you know the light is coming. Gotta learn to let go, let yourself grow wild before you get too old. But in the sun, oh, for the rest of my life. Then I'll put you in a song, and you can be there every night. So tonight, you can see the moon is rising. We're still waiting in the dark, but you know the light is coming.
Oh, beautiful. Josiah Johnson. Sir, that is an amazing song. That is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Wanted to ask you a little about that. Clearly, you're a busy man. You're in the head and the heart. You guys are touring all over the place. How are you making time for what this is? And why don't you tell me what this is? Is it a mini tour, just you exploring the country in a different way than in a band or entourage?
Well, there are a couple reasons, and I think it started out in the leading up to recording the last album. I had been so just in the headspace of being on the road, and I didn't normally ever write on the road, that when we came to record the second album and there was this really short turnaround period, I was like, oh wait, like I don't have, you know, all that many songs to work with, which was frustrating, but you can't, you know, just turn on your brain and write a great song. You have to be kind of pursuing it mm-hmm. for a while, you know. It doesn't come to you if you're not working for it, in my experience. So we recorded the last album, and there are only a few songs on there of mine, which is frustrating to me, but that's how these things go. You know, John wrote a bunch of great songs. Charity wrote some great songs, which I was really excited about. But after we recorded that, I realized that I didn't want to let that situation happen again and focus more on writing, you know, as we were touring and in the breaks that we had, and just kind of developing a little bit more of a discipline with that. So that's the longer backstory. And then specifically last November, came to Denver for the Denver Music Summit.
Right.
Which was a really great experience. There's a lot of cool things going on, you know, in this area with music, and did some collaborations and saw a bunch of great people perform. But I went to this show that wasn't related one of the nights, and saw this guy, Abe Abraham, who's from up in Denver, playing in this tiny room above a bar, like off mic, just on the floor, like 2 feet from everyone that he was playing for. And I was like, he is happier connecting with us in this close proximity than I've been in a while, being like 50 feet from the nearest person in these big rooms that we've started playing.
Right.
And so this house show tour was like a twofold. I like the intimate spaces and the closeness and the connection with people more than the hugeness. Although that has a place too, and that's great. And exciting in its own way. And then also doing a house show tour on my own was a way to play, was a way to motivate myself and give myself an outlet for writing new songs. And so it's been really great. It's definitely been achieved both of those things, which has been really good. So
I wanted to ask you, the way the band came together in the first place, is that true that it was open mic nights and people playing small rooms?
Oh, yeah.
and standing,
oh, yeah.
And you just sort of zeroed in on each other?
Yeah, Every story was different. Like, I met John because he was playing songs that I liked, and I was playing songs that he liked, and I wanted to date his friend. But we started playing together. We played an acoustic show at the same bar where the open mic was, and our piano player saw us. The three of us kind of started playing together. Charity came to an open mic with a friend and saw us and joined us. She had brought her violin because we were in this very like open place where it was just like, oh, you play an instrument? Like, here's the chord progression, like play along. So yeah, it was all these different circumstances that were just around being open and having this kind of more collective feel than this closed off band thing. Like, it there was no band for a really long time, and we just got to focus on writing songs and playing them and honing them at open mics and no pressure acoustic shows and stuff like that. So,
you know, yeah. I have this memory of, I don't go to that many music conferences, but I went to one in Delaware that would have been, you know, now 3 years ago, something mm-hmm. like that. And a lot of the people there, some very nice music reps and music label people, like the folks that you really enjoy hanging out with because they talk music, because they love music and they're musicians, but it's the real deal. And I remember all the you know, quote-unquote buzz around you, and the thing that I kept hearing about the head and the heart, after I heard from Heather was the first person to turn me on to you. Heather Brown here in the studio with us, and we'll talk about Fuel Friends blog. You should be checking that out. But everybody said the same thing about you, and I thought it really struck me that you were these really great musicians who were really decent people, and you could see fame and your audience growing. It was right behind you, but I don't think it had come up under you the way it has now.
Yeah.
And it was kind of amazing to watch this band where you say, oh, there they are, they're next, and they should be. And it was kind of, it was really interesting to hear your performances and see how you dealt with people. I really appreciated the way you guys moved through that particular conference. You were just decent people who happened to be amazing musicians who make really good records. Oh, and it was good to see it work that way.
Those are all good things. Thank
well, you.
You
know, I can get a little jaded in my heart about
yeah.
it. So it was cool to know it works that way
yeah.
as well.
I mean, especially at that time, you know, there was if you could see it, we could feel something happening, but there's I don't think there's any sort of sense of entitlement, you know. It's always like there's always going to be someone that's working harder than you. And focusing on working hard and just being surprised when good things happen to you as opposed to expecting them. And it's definitely been a big part of our story. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's why people have claimed you, because they could pick up on that, too. There's more than just your really good songs on really good records. There's definitely that vibe. And people who go to see you and, you know, even if it's a huge arena, Red Rocks, I've caught you at Red Rocks before with the
yeah.
Shins. And
yeah.
That was the end of a very long tour, I think. I was like, oh, they need to go get some rest when they're done. They are working so hard because you guys were everywhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'd love to hear another song if you've got something that you would like to play.
Cool, yeah.
Josiah Johnson, KRCC.
Take me with you.
Josiah Johnson. Beautiful song. Wow. You've got a very nice voice, sir. When did you know you could sing?
When I first heard Radiohead, actually. mainly because I think I was always trying to sing like other people, and I had like a very specific palette of high, kind of sensitive. It was in the like in the high school listening to like the emo music at that time, like
Dashboard, I love that voice.
Dashboard Confessional, yeah. and I couldn't sing like that, and that was like, I grew up in a not very musical house, so like that was my palette for like, and for a few years I listened to that kind of music, and I was just like, well, I guess I just don't have the voice. And I heard Radiohead, and he just kind of does whatever he wants with his voice, and it doesn't have to be anything in particular. And so then I realized anyone can sing if you have something worth saying. So
there it is. So what's coming up for you immediately then, as you leave town? You're off to some more shows.
So the past week and a half, I was doing, it was mostly house shows and a couple other, like a gallery and a church, and Ivy Wild was the biggest, most proper venue, which,
cool,
which is a sweet way to close it out. With my girlfriend who sings in other bands backup, and so we were playing some of my new songs, some of her songs, some Head in the Heart songs, and she flew home because she's got gigs. But I'm just driving back. I've got a solo show in Provo tomorrow, and then gonna go see this great band Lucius in Boise. That's my next stop.
Wow.
You listen to,
yeah, I know about
great.
Lucius, yeah.
And then back to Seattle, and then we start touring Head in the Heart a week after that.
Wow. So you're not afraid of hard work, because this is going to be a big tour, right? I can imagine.
I mean, it's like this year is nothing like when you've seen us in the past. We are in the fortunate position to be able to say no to things, to, because I think we lost, you know, at times a love of doing it because it was just so grinding. A lot of the second record is about like identifying that and learning what to do, you know, to set yourself straight and be reminded of what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it. So we are now fortunately in a position to be able to say no to things. And I think we're doing like 3 or 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off, which is for most of the rest of the year, I think. So it's doable.
I'm glad you've got to that position too, where you can, you know, treat yourselves well. Is this you on the back of the record, by the way, of Let's Be Still?
That's Tyler, our drummer.
Okay.
I'm on the front of the record.
Right.
Yeah.
More Let's Be Still.
Yeah.
So you actually are doing what you say you want to do.
Yeah.
I got concerned because I'm like, is he okay? He's all right, right?
He did actually fall over, but I think he was laughing, so it's probably okay.
It seemed like a joyous look on his face. The Head and the Heart, Let's Be Still, the latest record from them. That tour coming close to us, August 14th, Red Rocks, Iron and Wine. It's going to be an amazing, you know, it's Red Rocks.
Oh,
we all get
so
all gushy.
Ridiculous to me.
We get so gushy. Oh, it's a beautiful pairing. I waited like 12 hours I had to get a reserve ticket for the family. We're all going.
Awesome.
And already reserves almost gone. So that shows
crazy.
Like that.
That's so
it's
cool.
Going to be, you'll be well received. I think it's easy to say. Do you mind taking us out with one more song?
Sure.
All right. Josiah Johnson from The Head and the Heart, and a new friend of KRCC. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. Very nice to meet you.
Oh,
thanks for talking.
You too.
Bodies in the basement are lit by light from the small window, and it's silent save for the breathing and the wind and the skin and the warmth. And oh, all the wreckage and the limbs and the hands as they fold. That's when I noticed that I'm in love with you, and not just the light from the road. It's a maddening time to be searching for love when everything's falling apart. And who knows what we are capable of in our ravenous hardened hearts. Your dad's in the doorway, and you put on such a show. That's when he noticed that you're a woman and not just a child anymore. It's a maddening time to be searching for love when everything's falling apart. And who knows what we are capable of in our ravenous hardening hearts. When the body in the basement are lit by the light from the small window, that's when I noticed that I'm in love with you, and not just the light from the road.
Thank you, Josiah Johnson. Beautiful, beautiful set of music. Really appreciate your visit today.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.
A pleasure. Anytime, and we'll be seeing you soon.